That's the song you sing at nursery, isn't it? At playgroup. Haven't Polly had a dolly?
Wait!
What's the song?
We have a dolly and I'm sick, sick, sick.
We have a dolly that's sick, sick, sick?
This night, I feel sick.
Who feels sick?
Thomas.
Thomas was why? Where do you feel sick?
Just in my tummy.
In your tummy? Why do you think that is, Thomas?
Because I just love him. Just a minute.
Why do you, is it something you've eaten?
No, yes.
You know, Purdy wasn't feeling very well either, was she?
No.
What was wrong with Purdy?
Show you. In Mum's toe hangers, shows close your eyes.
Close my eyes?
Okay. In most pigs. Mm-hmm. And a spanner appeared.
A spanner appeared?
It's mine.
Is that yours? What do you use a spanner for?
Because I have a clip.
Do you want me to show you what I use a spanner for? Come here, like this. Oh! Oh. Pulling someone's nose off.
Yeah.
Pulling Thomas's nose off, huh? So you're feeling better now then?
Yeah, yeah.
You've not got a poorly tummy anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, who's that?
Fizz.
Is Fizz poorly? She looks like she's in hospital, isn't she?
Yeah. It's poorly.
What's wrong with Fizz? You know? Do you think she's got a poorly tummy?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's got a poorly tummy today, haven't they?
Yeah.
Even I've got a poorly tummy.
What for?
I've got a poorly tummy because it's a big fat tummy. Oh, I think I know what's wrong with Fizz. I think she's hurt her arm, do you?
Yes.
How do you think she's done that?
Fizz broke her arm.
I don't know.
I go,
do you know how she did it? Do you think she did it when she was dancing?
Yeah.
Maybe she fell over. Oh, poor Fizz.
Poor arm.
Poor arm. Poor Fizz's arm.
Yeah.
Who's that one again?
Judy.
That's Judy?
Yeah. And mine's called Fred. And mine's called
Fred.
Max.
Max, that's right.
Yeah.
So is it just Fizz that's hurt herself or her son?
Yeah.
Oh, all better now. It's like where you took Purdy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where are they going now? Have you ever seen the tweenies in real life?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you remember what we did last week? We did a tweenies jigsaw, didn't we?
Yeah.
Right.
I should have played that now.
Will we?
Yeah.
Or will we play with your money?
Instead.
Okay. Did you like the tweenies jigsaw? I love the tweenies jigsaw.
This
it's
is
very
called,
good, isn't it?
This is called a post box.
And what do you put in a post box?
Money.
You
I'll show
money.
You.
But I think it's going to fall out the bottom, don't you?
Show you.
Like this bit. If I put my hand underneath. You post one through.
Yeah.
Post one through. I can be a very happy person because, ha! It falls into my pocket.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? Oh!
There's lots of money I got.
There's lots of money. Well, can I have some money and you have some money and then perhaps we can play a game with the money?
Yeah, can you put
yours
in your hand?
Oh, so you think that you're posting the money into the letterbox when really it's falling into my hand, isn't it? Come on then. I'm going to be very rich and I'm going to be able to go to the shop and buy stuff, aren't I?
Yes.
Oh, you've got a Teletubby jigsaw. You never told me that, Thomas.
Oh, we've got Postman Pat as well. We've got all sorts of jigsaws.
Who's the bear?
I'm Roland.
He's called Roland?
I'll show you.
Yeah, you think you better.
That's Little Roland.
Lala. Where's my favourite? My favourite's
yeah.
Teeny. Oh, Roland.
Bear.
Roland the bear. Is he a Teletubby?
No.
No, what does he do then?
I'm Roland.
and going
he
to...
He growls?
And going to fight.
He fights the Teletubbies?
Yeah.
Really? Are you telling me the truth? Are you making it more exciting? Oh, we don't need to talk about your mummy. So, this is... Maybe you could do the Tweenies jigsaw and I'll do the Teletubbies. That looks harder to me though, isn't it? Or maybe we could put them together like this. We can have... Did that quite turn down?
Yeah.
That would look silly together, wouldn't it?
Yeah!
Yes! Oh! Let me see, this is for the bottom of this. So, Postman Pat. I'll post you some money. Is that what you usually put in a postbox? Money?
No, letters and parcels.
So how come you put money in this one? Because it's a money box, isn't it? To save your money. To buy lots of sweeties.
I got lollies.
You've got lollies?
Look,
is that why you've got a poorly tummy?
No, of course not.
Because you've eaten all your lollies.
In
Didsbury Town.
Yeah.
There's a nice sweetie shop in Didsbury, isn't there?
Is that where you go to get your sweeties?
Yeah.
You've got to be close to our cat coming out here.
I'll put your tea up here.
Oh, lovely. You're not going to open anymore?
No.
Where did you put it, sorry?
I haven't brought it.
Oh, right.
Thought
that's what
you're doing.
It's like
a musical instrument.
It's more like it.
It's more like it?
Yes, not now.
It's not now, is it? Now it's a post box with money in it.
I can't get it open.
Do you know what,
do you want me to do it for you? What would you spend all your money on?
That's all right.
What do I open?
Oh, I want a sweetie. No sweeties, Thomas.
Yes.
No,
oh.
You know what Daddy said yesterday?
I want one.
It's a bit early for sweeties.
No sweets. No sweets.
Yeah.
No.
Hey.
No.
No sweets. Have you been eating a lot of sweets this weekend, Thomas?
No. What's your sweet? You're just not allowed sweets at the moment, are you?
No.
You've been doing a few naughty things, haven't you? Mm-hmm. You can have them. You've been kind to Purdy.
I'm kind to Purdy.
Oh, but you went yesterday, you hit her with a balloon and then you hit her with something else, Thomas.
Something, sorry.
Yes, I know. But,
I'm going to Purdy now.
No, because Purdy's not here at the moment.
Where is Purdy?
Purdy's disappeared.
Purdy's disappeared. Yeah. What have you done with Purdy?
Eaten her.
You've done what?
Eaten
her.
Eaten her?
Did you have Purdy and chips for dinner last night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
Yeah.
It's not very nice. No wonder you're not allowed any sweeties if you've eaten Purdy. I think your mum's quite right, don't you?
We're going to go out later on. When we're going to Didsbury. We can go to the sweetie shop then. If you've been a good boy, I'll be out.
I eat all my sweets and then I hit your head.
No! You see, this is what you do. You have sweets and then you're naughty.
Oh, Thomas. He's going to hit my head anyway. Oh, Thomas.
Oh, dear. No, you don't do that.
Why do you like to hit me on the head?
Because I
just
love you.
Let's have a look then. Let's see. Right, so I've got Roland.
My lunch's coming!
What's the fireman coming for? There's nothing on fire. Or is there?
Mummy's on fire.
Oh, Mummy's on fire again. Oh, come on, Mummy, she's always on fire.
These are the doors. Close enough.
Okay, do you want me to come and open and close the doors? Okay, say open.
Yeah. Ina, Ina, Ina.
You going to put your Mummy out?
Mind the box. Oh, that's better.
Soaking wet.
I'm soaking wet. Yes, I probably am. If you've just.
Shall I always forget to bring the box of toys?
One,
got those...
two, three, go. Single open.
Sing a what?
Sing. One, two, three, four, zero.
1, 2, 3, 4, 0. I didn't know 0 came after 4. Did you know that, Jean?
Shut the door, there's no fire!
I'm coming. Uh-oh. Mummy's on fire again.
The view! Front box is on fire!
Shh! Do you want to carry around Tigger and Leopard in the back?
Oh, you've got a leopard as well, that's nice.
I must bring the box of toys, actually, no, I've got
the
car.
There you go.
Thank you,
could I
have
a
look at that? There you go.
Very
nice, isn't it?
Just
my lid box from
the jigsaw toys. Wow, there's lots of them today, I've got them all.
Oh, that's
really
nice.
Oh, no.
Gosh, there's a crocodile.
No, they love Thomas.
Where did the squirrels?
Yes, where did we go on Sunday? We saw some squirrels, didn't we?
There you go.
Did we go to the park?
There you go, there's a lion.
Oh, Thomas, do you remember seeing the squirrels in the park?
No, I knew it. To Mummy.
You can do it to Mummy.
Yes.
See if Mummy's delicious.
Yes, I'll taste that lion. Delicious!
Delicious! Now it's coming for a bite of Thomas.
Yeah.
And the squirrel as well.
Very good.
You taste a banana.
No, you'll taste of sweeties.
Back to sweeties again.
It wouldn't surprise me if I did taste the sweeties, actually.
I'm a Malteser man.
You're a Malteser man?
I'm a Smarties man. Well, woman. What would happen if the crocodile bit into this balloon?
Just snap!
Snap! And then this would go bang!
Pop, wouldn't it?
Go pop.
Pop.
Pop's on your heads. Mummy, guys, you go fast.
Oh, your mummy's never going to catch that, is she?
No.
Yeah, but look, the crocodile's coming to get it.
Put it to Mummy.
I'm just going to throw it to Mummy.
These are left from your birthday party, aren't they?
They're still up from your birthday party.
Yeah.
Well, did you play any games with them?
No, not really.
Not really, no.
No, not friends.
Pardon?
No friends.
No friends? Thomas, you had so many friends, we couldn't fit them all in.
Ben and Rachel played with the balloons a lot, didn't they? They got very giddy. And they took upset Isabel a little bit too much, and Isabel had to go upstairs, didn't she?
What for?
Because she was always upset by all the noise.
We said, hey, excuse me. Are you giving your mummy a haircut?
Yes, haircut.
Thomas is having his haircut on Saturday, aren't you?
It's not hers, Mummy. I'm just
cutting it.
I'm just cutting it. Hey.
You're going to stay with Nana and Rana, aren't you?
Hey, oi, oi.
And you're going to have your haircut while you're there, aren't you? Grandad's barbers.
And yeah, I'm just cutting.
What's Grandad's barbers? What's Grandad's barber called?
I'm cutting Jean's hair.
My hair's not long enough to cut, Thomas.
It's messy.
Oh! It probably is, actually.
Cook.
Well, thank you very much, Thomas. I was meaning to get my hair cut.
Cook.
Now I'm going to cut Thomas's hair.
Yes.
All off.
Yeah.
And then I'm cutting Birdie's hair off.
Oh, no.
Birdie's upstairs, Thomas.
Oh, he is cutting Purdy's hair. You giving Purdy a trim?
Purdy's not there, he's gone upstairs.
Is Purdy gone to sleep?
Yeah.
Tick tock, what's tick tock?
Means it's sweetie.
What's this?
It's a tractor.
Whose is that?
Because someone will hit.
Is that Thomas's?
It is. Yeah.
I've not seen that.
You can bring it through.
Can we?
Yeah, you've had that since you were a baby. Aww. It's a baby toy,
like
really,
this.
Isn't
it? It's a baby toy.
Oh, are you a bit big for this toy?
No,
we were playing with it yesterday, weren't we?
Do you know what this is?
Do you like to bring it through, Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, though. Come on,
you can come and show me this.
Yes.
This looks very interesting.
What do you do with this, Thomas?
So you do my foot hurts.
Have you done to your foot? Let's have a look. Have you hurt your little toes?
I think it's the big toe. We don't come in. Sit on my knee and I'll have a look.
It's the big toe.
See if Dr. Janine can have a look.
Oh, that's a poorly big toe.
It's cold. It's very hot.
It was very hot last night. But you could...
What do you think you've done to that?
Is it hot still?
No.
Oh, you're treading on the jigsaw box.
Look!
Where are you going, Toby the Tractor?
I'm going to the sweetie shop.
What a surprise, eh? Never have guessed you're going to the sweetie shop.
All the sweeties licorice bash on the road.
All the licorice is bashed on the road? Oh, that's a story in the tweenies, isn't it? Where somebody steals some licorice from a licorice sweetie shop.
No more sweets.
That's right.
No licorice and very no fire sweets.
Thomas, so you going to play the tune on the tractor?
Everything you have plays a tune, doesn't it? Even your toothbrush.
Yeah,
I
can't do it. This one.
Oh, McDonald has a farm.
Is that over there?
Oh, yeah.
E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, what's this? Do you know what animal this is? Oh, this?
You do know.
Snot-snot.
He calls pigs snot-snots. You know they're called pigs, but you call them snot-snots, don't you?
Oh,
and Toby the tractor's nose squeaks, doesn't it?
And then you've got to drive the tractor by and I'll flip them in, okay?
And look, I need a tank.
Okay, I'm going to... You ride past me and I'll try and get them in the back. Ready?
No.
Hey! Ride past again and I'll flip them off. Hey! And one more to collect. Quickly, Thomas. Hey! Oh, the sheep as well. Oh, very good there. You're running all over your jigsaw though, aren't you? Is there any more? Oh no, the crocodile's going to try and get in and eat them.
Oh. Hey, get out my way!
Oh, why are you not letting the crocodile in?
Because I don't love crocodiles.
Oh.
Or spiders.
Oh, really? Why don't you like spiders?
Oh,
just
love mummy.
Oh, mummy's better to love than the spider. What about this one? Is this one allowed in?
No.
It's the farmer.
Don't grow up. Oh, no. Oh, that was an appropriate noise, isn't it?
I show you this.
Oh, dear. As you say, everything makes a noise.
Oh, I don't know that song, do you? Oh, yeah, I love it.
Don't throw that down, Thomas, please. Okay, wait. Thomas. That is naughty.
Oh, are you being a naughty boy for your mummy now?
No.
I look like her.
Listen, that is very naughty, you've been told. Haven't you?
Oh, you like a woolly worm, aren't you?
You're not a wiggly crocodile.
A wiggly crocodile?
And a big snake.
Oh, you know what I'm frightened of? Frightened of snakes. Oh, we've got two snakes. Jean, quick, there's a snake. Oh, I'm frightened. Jean.
Delicious.
Have you eaten my foot?
Yeah.
How am I going to get home now if I've not got a foot?
What? Just go clip the clip.
I'll have to hop, that's right. I wonder if I can hop, actually. Oh, I can.
Mum, you can hop, look.
Thomas, not near me.
It's not real, no.
Is it not a real snake? No.
No, it's a toy snake.
Toy snake. Okay. Have you ever seen a real snake?
Yeah, it's a pet
snake.
Really?
You saw some at the zoo, but I think you're probably cheating on to remember. Oh, goodness me. Ooh!
Thomas, do you like my new scarf?
That's not yours, that's Daddy's. No, that's Purdy's. That's Mummy's.
That's what you need.
You need one. It's a snake. What is Teddy? But Jane, I
won't say anything. I'm a bit frightened of snakes anyway.
But crocodiles.
Where is my crocodile?
But I just thrown it.
I've just thrown it. Thank you.
Give me.
No, excuse me, please.
We just get away.
Just me.
Get my post box out.
Oh, I thought you were getting your crocodile out.
Have you got a crocodile?
No.
I don't think I've seen your crocodile before, have I?
No.
Oh, my. Oh.
Oh, let me give you a hand.
Oh, it's the post box.
There we go. Oh, my messes are coming already.
Shall we get the chair and do a proper post box?
I think I've seen a lot of your toys now. I'll have to make sure I bring the crane next time, won't I?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot you haven't seen because it's just odd ones that keep coming out,
yeah.
Again, isn't it?
You've got your favourites, haven't you?
Well, I'll tell you what we haven't played for quite a long time, Tops. The fruit basket.
What fruit basket?
Do you remember when we used to play with oranges and lemons and things like that?
I want to play those now.
All right, we'll play in a minute. You do a bit with your post box and I'll go and get you.
Lemon and post. Lemon and post.
Postman Thomas, eh?
Yep. No, I'm Postman Pat. Sir!
You're Postman Pat?
Sir!
Postman Pat, sir! How come you're Postman Pat, sir?
Because. Let's go. Papa.
Oh, we don't want to get the jigsaw mixed up. Poor old Roland. Is that called. Is he called Roland?
No.
Is that how he's called? You've been telling me the wrong thing. You're posting the jigsaw through?
Yeah.
You're hoping when it comes out the other end it's done? Where's the money box post box gone, Thomas?
It's here.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm gonna post. Oh, are you posting Thomas? Let me post Thomas.
No,
in he goes.
I'm not big enough.
You're not big enough. I think you're a bit too big. Do you think you'll fit in this post box? Can I post you in here?
I know I'm too small.
I think you've got that mixed up. Too small to go. You're too big, not too small, Thomas.
I'll show you. Just put those down. There. Look what I found!
A stump.
Wow. That's really sharp,
isn't it?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to come and collect the letters and give them. Then I'm going to deliver them.
Oh,
Gina, I've got a letter for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
this is nice.
Oh,
that's it. It's a talking letter.
Oh, let me have a look.
Talk.
I wonder if it does anything when I poke it. Or when I tickle it. Oh, it laughs when I tickle it. Oops.
Jean, post your letters.
Okay.
These are letters. See?
Thank you. I'd just like to post this letter. This is one. This one's to Jean. This one's to Thomas. And this one's to Elaine.
Then the postman arrived and collects them.
Can you remember who I sent them to?
Yeah. Elaine, Mummy, and Thomas.
Very good. That's right. So can you deliver them for me?
Yeah. Ding dong.
Thank you.
Ding dong.
This is going to be Elaine. Look. You've got a letter for Elaine.
Look. Mummy's reading them.
Mummy's going to read them all.
Mummy got it. A last food post this morning, didn't she? Mm-hmm. A belated birthday card. That was nice, wasn't it?
Thomas got lots.
Your birthday's very close to you, Mummy's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you the same star sign?
I'm Taurus.
Are you Taurus?
Yeah. Thomas is Aries. Aren't you?
Thomas, you have to be careful because I think the snakes can try and sneak into the post box.
Oi. Hello, there's a boy, you can't go in.
How are you going to stuff it? Oh, is that the trap? Well done. And where's the other one?
But there's no more balls.
Thomas,
look. Oh, it's going to go in the post box.
You're a snake catcher, aren't you?
Thomas, now listen. What have we said?
No sweeping.
Well, no throwing.
Is that my scarf?
Let's not.
It's not my scarf. Thomas,
you can't
hit me with a snake.
No.
Oh.
Why
do you
want to
hit me with a snake?
Because I'm annoying. Look,
I
can't post them in here. Look.
Postbox.
Box.
And then he can always get back out like this. Look. They're very sneaky snakes, aren't they? Ooh.
No, I'm not.
That's a
don't throw him. She'll break something. Thomas, get down.
Oh, that snake's gone now, isn't he? Gone for good.
Are we not going to do the jigsaw after all? Will I put it back?
No, it's too difficult.
Is it? It's too difficult? Where's Daisy?
I bet it's not too difficult if we do it together. Can you see
another? I'm putting these new letters in the bin. Oh, no.
No, you're not going through that.
Just put it out in the bin.
No, no.
Because the door's locked, I'm going to be crying. And I've got all this money that I'm wanting to buy something with. And I was hoping to buy a jigsaw.
Put in my mash. I'm on my toy shop.
All right, well, let's put these letters away first, then, shall
we? Okay, let's quickly.
Yes?
Let's quickly post all the letters in here.
Come on, you know you can't get something else out.
Look, Thomas. Thomas, look. I'm going to be the postbox. I'm going to bounce it on my ear like this.
No, you're not a postbox. Box.
I'm not a postbox.
No, you're a lady, not a postbox.
Thank you. I'm glad about that, actually. I don't really want to be a postbox.
No. Show you. Just another way.
Not a way. Oh, that's clever, isn't it?
Yeah. Watch.
And is that how you deliver?
Yes, it is. Watch this.
Oh, is that a postman dance as well?
That's a funny way to do.
My postman's never done that before. Although I wish he would.
Then the postman left behind.
Watch with the zips open at the bottom, isn't it? Try and do that.
No, I don't want to!
Right. No, thank you.
That's mine. That's not yours!
You're not being a nice boy again, are you?
I'm going to put it in the dirty dustbin.
Oh, look, there's someone coming to say hello to you.
Oh.
Who's that? Who's that, Thomas?
That man.
You don't know. Anyway, I want you to try and find me the bottom of this. I'll race you. Go, see who can find it first.
Thomas
will, probably. Can you see it anywhere? Or maybe Tigger might find it, because I've got all this money and I want to buy...
If you like, you buy a letter.
Oh, how much is that letter, please?
What I want, two coins, please.
Two coins. There you go, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, and where are you going to put that? Oh, that's very good. Oh, look, right. Tigger would like to buy a box of washing powder, please.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
That's a sweetie
one. Oh. You know what? Tigger went to get some sweets. And he got his head stuck. So we have to call an ambulance.
Okay,
to come and get him.
Ambulance,
can you come and help Tigger? He's got his head stuck in a box trying to eat sweeties.
I'm about to say, Nina.
Ambulance, can you help? What are you going to do?
I just pull it down.
And have a look and see if he's okay.
Yeah.
But do you not think his nose is a bit squashed? Look.
No.
I think it is. Don't you? Tigger isn't very nice anymore, does he?
This is my money box. Not the Tigger box.
Not the Tigger box. The money box. That's a good place to put the money.
Yeah.
You're very rich, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to buy with all your money? Let me guess.
Concrete.
Concrete?
This.
What are you going to buy concrete for?
Because a smoothie is going to smell poop.
It makes it go
smell poop.
I don't know what you mean, smell poop, but I'm sure it's rude. Isn't it? Of course it is, coming from Thomas. Are you glad you don't have to go to nursery this week?
Yeah.
Tell me about nursery. Don't like it now?
No.
Do you prefer to play with me?
Yeah.
Can I have Janine's nursery? Come and sit on my knee. And I'll tell you stories about Tigger.
Hello, mum.
Tigger dance. Hey, hey. Is that a song you're singing?
Yes, do. This is my cup of tea.
That's not mine, that's your mummy's cup of tea. Is it nice?
Yes.
But you like to drink Ribena, really, don't you? Right, I'm going to have a go at having to go at this jigsaw because I think I know who that is.
Poe.
I think that's Poe. And let's look for Poe's head. Can you see Poe's head?
No.
Any of those Poe's head? Whose head's that?
Tinky Winky's.
Tinky Winky? Doesn't that belong to Tinky Winky?
Excuse me! Excuse me!
Do you remember you did that to me last week, didn't you? When my tea was over there.
Cheeky little boy. Did you hear all that?
No! Listen, little boy, I'm going to ring you. I'm going to smack you with a letter. Bah!
Oh, I don't think you'll be nice at all.
Why are you picking on your mummy today?
Because I just love her picking her nose. Pick,
Thomas, don't!
Pick.
That's silly.
He only likes it if he's not allowed it.
Oh! And meow meow.
Where's Thomas gone now? I can't see him anymore.
Did you hear what Mummy was saying to that lady who came to the door?
Yeah.
I don't know where he is.
What was I saying to her? Was I explaining why we couldn't let her in?
Yeah. Yes, Mummy?
We said we were busy filming you. Videoing you.
What for?
Because Janine misses you the rest of the week.
I have to take the videos and I have to watch them at home. And when I go, oh, where's the lovely Thomas? I can just put on a video. Did you know that?
I'm going to smile.
You're going to... Go on then.
Well, now.
You want to have a look? Come on.
Say, Mummy.
Can you?
Hello.
Let's have a look. I'll put Mummy on. Hang on.
Mummy with a cup of tea, a half drunk cup of tea.
Come have a look now, Thomas. Thomas. Oh, Thomas, look, I found it, like the bottom of the...
Oh, did you not know where it was?
No, I couldn't find it.
Oh, right, sorry.
But it's not tidying up time.
I'm not tidying up. I was just thinking that this dolly looks like she needs help. Do you think so? Look, she's stuck. Do you not want to help her?
No.
Why not? Do you not like this dolly?
No.
Why not? Is she a naughty dolly?
Yeah.
She is naughty as well, because look, she's not really stuck. She's just trying to steal the money.
you can't steal money. It doesn't matter.
You That'll teach her a lesson, won't it?
Thomas, stop throwing things. Mummy's not really happy when you do that.
Okay, that's it now. That's the first up.
A sweetie!
Are you still on about sweeties?
No, there aren't any sweeties, Thomas. Any sweeties for little boys who throw toys and don't tidy up toys?
Ow! What do I taste on today?
Hair.
Oh dear. Hair gets all over the place.
I'm going to eat the
thumb. You're eating everything this morning, aren't you? Well, I tell you what, I'm going to eat the sheep. Right, I'll go get the sweeper sharp, but we've got to have these letters tidied up first, Thomas, please. Look, Toby the tractor thinks that I'm a road. That's a bit funny, isn't it? Okay, let's tidy up these letters.
Letters tidied up.
And we can play the sharp, that's right.
Okay.
Okay, so you post all the letters. Are you ready?
Yeah.
As quick as you can. You're going to be the fastest postman. Okay. Are you? The fastest postman ever. Quickly. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Hop, hop, hop. Faster. Quickly. We want to do it before Mummy puts the jigsaw.
I bet he can get the jigsaw.
Thomas, we're going to win, aren't we? No,
yes.
Quickly, Thomas. Mummy must have cheated.
Oh,
you thought I wouldn't see that, didn't you? You thought I didn't see that. Well, I did. You don't want to post that in there.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, Mummy, you'll have no cup. Oh, I knew your mum had cheated.
Hi, Doctor. Oh. You got it right.
I think Postman Thomas has been posting pigs. Where are you going to deliver the pig to? Have you played with shop lately?
Money and pig.
Every day we play with the shop.
Do you play in the shop every day?
Money and pig.
Money. There's not money in here as well, is there?
The shop is on the landing, so that when Mummy's doing anything at all upstairs, you play with the shop, don't you?
Oh, these are nice stamps, aren't they? Do they get posted as well?
Thomas, these can stay in the box, they get some right.
Really?
No, the pig ones are from the floor, the ones in the box are all right.
Oh, you make a brilliant postman.
Oh, no, another piece of jigsaw!
Oh!
Quick, Thomas, we're going to get your mum.
No, you're not.
There you are, safe in the box.
I tell you what, Thomas, your mum's forgotten to put the lid on the box.
She hasn't.
Lid on the box!
Oh, we won!
No,
Thomas and Janine are the winners.
No, you
won. No.
Because you have to talk about this one before.
Ta-da!
No,
we won.
You didn't. Oh, your mummy's too quick for us. We'll beat her next time, though, won't we?
Yeah. It's still a parcel on the floor.
Will we have another go at the tweenies dance?
Not yet.
Oh, you've remembered, haven't you, that you put some in the bin?
Look.
Oh, it's okay.
Do you want to go and deliver this behind the sofa again?
No.
Is that not where it goes?
No, this goes here.
There. I have to go and get the things that are all over the landing.
Does this money belong to the shop, or has it got its own money?
It's a bit of both. We use both.
It goes in the shop.
It goes in the shop.
Was it open?
Is it open yet? I don't know. Do you like to be the customer or the shopman?
The shopman.
The shopman.
I can't open it.
Let me have a look then.
This is great shop, isn't it? We can carry it about with us, take it on holiday.
Yeah.
And we always have a shop.
Look, I dropped it on my arm.
You dropped it on your arm.
Look,
there we go.
Save money. You know what it is? It's like, yeah.
You know what this is for?
Yeah.
I bet you're good at playing with the shop now, aren't you?
Because oh, yes.
We play with this an awful lot, don't we, Tom?
Yeah.
Daddy
uses to play
with
it as well.
Pardon?
Daddy
plays with it. Daddy likes playing with the shop, actually, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't like Daddy
playing
with
it. You don't like Daddy playing with anything, really, do you?
No.
He just plays with the shop. Oh, yeah, shop's open. Why don't you like Daddy to play with the shop?
I did it. Little mummy.
Oh.
Mummy?
Yes, Daddy. Oh, Daddy laughs when you watch it. What noise do you make when you're doing this?
Mub.
Mub.
Mub. Mub.
That is a funny noise.
What are you? Yeah? What's the balance?
What's the balance? Oh, you've really got the shop talk since last time I spoke to you.
So what do I owe you? Yeah.
Key.
Yeah, the key's here now for you on the hoop. Because Mummy put all the things in there, didn't she?
Mr. Shopman?
Yeah.
Hello. Bring, 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 bring.
It's shut.
Hello, is the shop open?
No, shut.
Oh, what time do you open?
Quarter to ten.
Quarter to ten. So that's in about 15 minutes then. I'll come down and I'm wanting to buy some baked beans. Have you any in? Oh, what have you got that maybe I can...
Hot biscuits.
Hot biscuits? Okay, I'll be straight down then. Okay then, bye-bye. Okay, that was Tigger on the phone, wasn't it? Because
yeah.
Tigger wants to come down and buy something.
It's bees. Oh, well. This.
Hello.
Mub. Mub.
Can I buy some orange juice, please?
Mub. 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 There you go.
Going off shop, man. How much is that, please?
That's.
Thank you very much.
And some more.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh. You're paying Tigger.
You pay Tigger? So Tigger buys and gets the food as well. But let's see if Squirrel wants to buy anything.
Good idea.
Deliver
Squirrel, could you buy some milk? Thank you. Delicious.
Mm.
There
you
go.
Take a stick. Delivery. Delivery. Oh! We've not seen Mummy on delivery trolley before.
Delivery.
Some things for your shop.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. No. Bye-bye. See you again. Bye-bye. See you next week.
See you next week.
Oh, look, you've got someone in your store. Tigger works in your store and he's going to unpack.
I'm going to pack out.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, he sells chocolates now.
It's not got one. There's no chocolates.
I think Leopard's come into the shop because I know that Leopard's got a favourite.
Yeah, this is.
Hello, Mr. Shopman. Mr. Shopman, are you open?
No, I'm shut.
You're shut. Why are you shut?
Because it's no early in the morning.
Is it too early in the morning to shop?
Yeah.
Hello. What time did your shop open?
Quarter to ten.
Right. Well, it's now 11:40.
It's time to go.
It must be open now, because look, Tigger wants a banana. Not Tigger, Leopard. Mr. Shopman, I have this much money. Can I have a banana, please?
Nice look.
There's the money. Look.
There you go, my love.
Thank you very much, and I'll see you again next week. Bye bye. Can I have a hug up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Very good. Hello, I've come with a basket. Can I please have six eggs?
I'm going to.
I don't think you've quite got that far.
Oh, I see.
Oh, your
six eggs get two yogurts free.
Is that how you buy eggs, Thomas, in a yogurt pot?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe she tricked me. See if she notices. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey! No!
I thought we could have given your mum a plum for a joke, and she could have tried to have a boiled plum in the morning. You shouldn't like that.
No. There's a golden one.
These eggs must be very fresh. I think the hen's still laying.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know whether you're going
to... Shop!
Or your customer's going to go elsewhere. You don't hurry up.
That's your egg.
That's my egg. Lovely.
Could I have six eggs, please, shopman?
I'm just getting...
Oh, lovely. 1, 2.
I'm getting some nuts now.
1, 2. Oh, 3.
I got one. It's melted.
It's melted. 4, 5. 6. Thank you. How much do I owe you?
There's lots of cows there.
Oh, thank you.
My love.
Thank you, my love. How much do I owe you?
1 pence.
Oh, just 1 pence. Well, I've got 2 pence. Keep the change for the jolly good value.
Thank you.
While I'm here, have you got some Smarties, please? Just a little packet of Smarties. Oh, Jimmy's coming round. I'll have 2 boxes.
But my son's eaten them all.
Your son's eaten them all? Who's your son?
Isabel eaten them all.
Isabel's your son? She wouldn't be pleased to hear that. Are you seeing Isabel this afternoon?
No.
Tomorrow. Oh. Is Isabel your best friend?
No, just tie up.
She's what?
Just tie up.
Could I have some Smarties, please, shopman?
You're eating them all.
No, I haven't actually bought them yet. I've just got 6 eggs. Oh, I see. I could have those Smarties, could I?
Well,
I have
some chicken in
there. What's the difference between those Smarties and normal ones? They're very tiny, aren't they? The ones in the pots. They still taste good, though.
Mm. Yes.
Smarties don't go in there, do they?
No, mince.
Mince. Do you like mince?
My son's eaten all. Christopher.
Christopher, your son? So you've got a son Isabel, a son Christopher, and they really love sweeties, don't they?
Sure. Could I have some Smarties, please?
No, I just got some mince.
I was looking for that.
Hello, can I buy a nail file, please?
I've not got any file.
That's just what Mummy said. When I knew I had. So there we are, there's a nail file.
You're offering your mummy mint?
Oh, thank you so much, that's very kind. How much do I owe you for the mint?
You just put it easy here.
Oh, wait, you're stocking the shop. Well, Tim, I'll pay you when the next comes, shall I?
Yes, and here.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. No, it's not. It's a money case.
That's a money case?
Yes, it is.
So do we put the food in here?
No, there's a money case.
I'm just going to sit here and eat grapes, Thomas. They're delicious. Try before you buy.
I'm not like grapes like that. I'm not real grapes.
You don't like the taste of pretend grapes?
No.
What's this?
These are called peas.
Are peas, these peas? They're green grapes, aren't they?
Green grapes.
Mmm. Mmm. Very sweet. Do you want one?
No. I'm okay, thank you.
Can I buy these then?
Of course you can.
Do you like to put them in my basket?
Oh, no, we'll collect. Okay, can I buy those bunches of grapes, please, Thomas?
Well, I've not got any more.
I'm buying them for the squirrel.
They want some money now.
Okay, I think 50p will do.
So,
thank you.
Like a squirrel?
Oh, the squirrel's going to steal.
Just £1.
Oh.
There's two. There you go.
Have you seen squirrel?
No, there you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, squirrel.
What do you think the squirrel likes to eat?
Pear.
Is that a pear?
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's
an apple. Yes, it is.
Where's the pear? There should be a pear.
Look there.
I'll buy the pear, please. There's another pear behind you, Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
A pair of pears.
Thomas, you have to be careful, because look who's coming to the shop.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. I'm going to fight him with my telephone.
Are you going to fight him with the telephone?
My telephone to Daddy works.
Mr. Shopman? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
Thomas, you better be quick because you've left the shop open and the crocodile's coming.
I'm just looking where my telephone.
Oh, I think it's upstairs, Thomas, isn't it?
I want it now.
Well, I don't know where it is, but I think Debbie took it upstairs.
What do you want the telephone for?
Because I just paid that thing off. Fight a crocodile.
But what else can you fight the crocodile with?
Why don't you just dial 999 and ring for the police?
No, I don't want my telephone.
Alright, well I'll go look for it. Aww. You come and stay in your shop, don't you?
Okay, you go in the shop and then you can watch out for the crocodile coming. Where do you think he is? Can you see him?
No.
Can you see the crocodile?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Oh, Thomas, the telephone's still in Daddy's car. Do you not remember? Daddy hid it in the car.
Yeah.
Yesterday in Stockport. It's in the car. I'm sorry. I've just remembered.
I can see his teeth.
Can you see his teeth?
Yeah.
I think you better just keep an eye out. Rather than having a telephone, you better watch your shop, because we know that the crocodile's naughty, don't we?
Yeah.
Do you know where he is, though?
Hiding.
Do you know where he is? Do you think he's behind the pillow? Let's have a look. Oh, he's not there, is he? Do you know where he is?
Oh,
you don't want to teach your smarties, do you?
Yeah.
Actually, he's frightened of the crocodile. Naughty crocodile. We've got rid of him now, haven't we? Hmm?
Yep.
Well, that's certainly got rid of him. I think we better have a nicer customer, don't you?
Yep.
Oh, here's a friendly customer. Hello, Mr. Shopman. Oh, Thomas.
The naughty squirrel.
Why is the squirrel done?
You eating my food.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I'm going to go and put the squirrel in jail.
Thomas, stop throwing.
You're going to put the letters out of bed.
I thought you wanted to play in the shop. Why don't you post some things in the post box on the shop? Thomas, don't tip those out.
Thomas, we won the competition with your mum, didn't we?
Oh, what's this doing in here?
Oh.
My squirrel.
A sheep. What's he got posting some little stickers in there? Look, Get your key and open the back of the postbox and see what's in there.
I bet you haven't done that since you opened up the shop, have you?
Oh, you've got a postbox in the shop as
yes,
well?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yes, and it should have lots of things in because when Marie was tidying up, I posted all sorts in there.
You're going to show me what it's got in it?
You're so easily tidy, Stanley.
That's
how
it's
tidy, isn't
it?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. Look, guess what it's for?
Let's have a look what's in there.
Money.
More money! We can put it in the money saving box, can't we?
Yes, it is.
We'll just put the bottom in.
We bought that on Saturday, didn't we? Well, look, a piece of poppadom.
Oh, where does that come from?
We had a curry, didn't we? So that's obviously got mixed up with the post box.
Have you been eating curry, Thomas?
No.
You like curry and rice, don't you? You like poppadoms,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
You pinch our poppadoms, don't you?
Yeah.
What belongs in those, Thomas?
Chocolate.
Chocolates.
We put some money in there. Do you want some money?
No, I don't like those in the post box.
What else have you got in there? Are they stamps? No. Postcards.
Yeah. I'm a postman, and I've always posted lots of letters.
Oh, yeah?
Two letters.
And where are the letters going?
Lots of letters.
Who are the letters to?
Three. Dustbin men.
Oh, we saw the dustbin men yesterday, didn't we?
Mummy wasn't happy, was she, with the dustbin men?
What for?
Because they made a mess, didn't they?
Really? What day do your dustbin men come?
On June.
No, Mondays.
No.
So tell me what you did at the weekend then, Thomas.
At the weekend, there were sweeties.
Oh, you and your sweeties, eh?
Yeah.
Oh. I've been eating lots of sweeties too this weekend.
This weekend, you don't.
I did. I had 4 packets of Smarties this weekend.
Oh, Janine.
I know, I can't resist.
Your tongue gets hurt.
It does, actually, from eating too many sweeties. You told me before that you had a poorly tummy.
We went to a hotel on Sunday and the lady gave you some chocolate, didn't she?
That might make poorly tummy, no.
No.
That made me feel much better.
It did make you feel much better, didn't it?
I bet it did.
Yeah, you ate us in the park,
didn't
you?
Look. Just a minute.
I'll give you a cuddle at the kids.
Just a minute.
Are you hiding behind
your mummy? You're tired. If you put my hair in your ears, you're tired, aren't you?
He does look a bit tired, actually.
Is that the matter? That's why you're being a bit funny?
Yeah!
Why are you tired, Thomas?
Because I just love mummy hair.
So you'll always be tired because you love your mummy's hair?
Yeah.
You went out on your bicycle last night with Daddy, didn't you? We went shopping in Stockport yesterday and Thomas went on the merry-go-round and Daddy took us to McDonald's for our lunch because it was a bank
holiday. Oh, lucky you, eh?
And Daddy had a can of Weight Watchers soup before we went. And sat in McDonald's and watched us eating chips, didn't he, and Coca-Cola? Poor Daddy.
No! Diet Coca-Cola!
Diet Coca-Cola, yes.
Do you like McDonald's?
No.
No? Why not?
Just the merry-go-round.
You love the merry-go-round, no, you like McDonald's.
Which McDonald's do you go to?
Diet with Coke on.
We usually go to Fallowfield or Stockport. We've only been about 5 times, haven't we? But it's just very exciting.
You got some toys from McDonald's once,
yes,
didn't you?
We did, and they're onto something else now. They're onto Dennis the Menace, and we weren't very impressed.
What?
We thought we might get a piglet, didn't we, for Winnie the Pooh, and they've stopped doing that promotion now. It's something else.
Do you not like Dennis the Menace?
No.
Oh, why not?
It was a water pistol, a Dennis the Menace water
pistol. Oh!
And then
yeah.
We came home.
Yes.
We had a little drink, didn't we? And then you played in the garden on your tractor and trailer, and then
You went out with Daddy on this. You went to Lynn, Ben and Charlotte's house, didn't you?
The man comes instead.
The man, yeah, I know Lynn was in bed and so were the children. It was Steve, wasn't it? Ben and Charlotte's daddy that came to the door. And then after that, we had a meal. No, in fact, we had a meal before you went to see Lynn, Ben and Charlotte. And then what happened in the evening in the garden?
Hey!
You're the bestest boy ever in the garden, aren't you?
Hey, you're
yours! Oh, you're.
I'm the village whaler!
Hey, what tells your name what you do with the bucket?
Oh.
It's very helpful. Mummy goes around the garden deadheading the flowers and Thomas comes with me with a little blue bucket and you collect all the dead flowers and then you put them in the compost bin for me, don't you?
Oh, you're a good boy, Mummy, aren't you?
You are fantastic. We normally water the plants but we decided yesterday, being enough rain, we didn't need to do that. But yes, you're a clever boy, aren't you? And then we went to bed, didn't we? Do you remember going to bed?
Yeah.
We read some stories. What stories did we read last night? What stories? We read the one about Freddy, didn't we, the bear? And what was the other one, Wibbly Pig? Do you know Wibbly Pig, Janine?
I don't think so, no.
Shall I nip and get Wibbly Pig?
Go on then.
Thomas?
Put your hands down on the floor, like this.
Yeah.
And then I hold your legs. You pretend you're a tractor. Go on.
Okay.
Are you ready? Go stand up and put your hands on the floor. If I lift your legs.
Yeah.
And then can you walk? Hey. Did you like that?
Yes, I did.
Should I have another go?
Yeah.
Okay, come on then. Hang on, let me just turn the camera around.
Hide in the box.
These are the two books we read last night. Where's My Teddy? And everyone died from Wibbly Pig.
Wow.
Hey, yo, yo. Hands it in here.
All right, well, let's just regroup Wibbly Pig then. All right, for the camera.
Yeah, I've got it.
Everyone hide from Wibbly Pig. Wibbly Pig is counting. Everyone hide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, Tiny Pig, not behind your scarf. Who is behind the sofa?
Piggy!
Oh, that's a big pig.
Isn't he big? Who's got a t-shirt like that?
Beaker.
A t-shirt. He's got a t-shirt like that.
Peaky.
Oh, Tom, don't mess about. Come on, sit down. No, sit down.
I should get cross.
I don't want you doing that to my neck. That hurts.
Oh,
come
Thomas.
On, sit down, please.
No.
But Thomas, I want to know what's behind the shower.
Well, Janine can open the flaps then.
I'm going to sit down.
Come on then. Who is in the shower?
Who's in the shower?
Gently.
Who's that? Scruffy Pig, it looks like.
Yes, look, he puts his umbrella if he doesn't want to get wet. Who is under the towel? Who's that?
Pig ears.
Pig ears, he's got big ears, look at that.
Pig ears.
Who is hiding under the bed?
Oh.
Who are they?
Nothing.
Who are they? Pig twins?
Yes, pig twins.
Pig twins. Who is in the dog's basket?
Oof.
Spotty Pig.
Spotty Pig.
Go, they're all over the place.
Where is Tiny Pig? Something. No, not here. Not
that's
here.
The piglet.
That's the piglet. It's not a Tiny Pig, is it? Not here. No. Ah, is that Tiny Pig's hat?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Is that Tiny Pig's scarf?
Yes,
it is. That. But where is Tiny Pig? Here he is!
Oh.
Tiny Pig is counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We read this since you're about 6 months old.
That's a lovely book, that one, isn't it?
Where's Thomas's Wibbly Pig?
again.
Supper, Tommaso. Oh, there's Wibbly Piglet.
No, it's big piglet.
That is a big pig, actually. That's brilliant, isn't it? Oh, she's just going to go on Mummy's foot. Thomas has got a pig hat.
A big pig.
Can we take him off now?
Yeah, we can.
I like that. That's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, put it on the table, you like. Come on.
Come on, then.
The lessons.
Can we see this very
good? Listen, look. Slippy.
Wow.
Wait.
Off the table.
See if you can make him come to me in my hands here.
No?
That was very good though.
No.
Shall we read the book about Eddie and Freddy?
No! God!
Go on, off the table, Thomas. You're full.
Oh, Thomas is eating the pig now. Are you hungry? Not having any breakfast? Oh, is that like Mummy's hair?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, are you tired? You know, I'm tired today because there was a fire alarm going off at the house next door to me all night.
Oh, dear.
I know.
What happened?
I was sleeping like this in my bed.
Ding.
And then next door, Nina, 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 all night. And so I was like, oh, kept waking up going, oh, I wish someone would turn that alarm off. It's a shame I didn't have Thomas there, isn't it? He could have put his Bob the Builder hat on and got in and done something. Or called the policeman.
Yeah.
Do you like sitting on the table over there?
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to sit on tables, are you? Hmm? Because people might come and go, what's on the table for dinner? And they'll go, Thomas!
Yes.
Shall we read this book about the bear?
No, you can't! Again.
Would you like me to come and read it there?
No.
No?
No, not anywhere.
This is a bit different, Sue, isn't it? We've not sat here before, have we?
I'm a fish.
You're a fish. Fish on the table.
Off the table now.
Come on,
get fish on the table.
If you come off the table, I'll give you a fireman's lift. Will I save you?
Fireman, go round, red. Fish, stop, life.
Fireman!
Come here.
I'm gonna love you, and I'll give you away in the rush. Hey, oh, here's another fireman.
This fireman's late.
No, it's not. Just a please lift. Help! Please, go! Please
go away.
You can't laugh about Ernie
No, you're not throwing on the table.
Yes, I am. They're my keys.
They're Janine's keys.
I just opened them. Hey!
She's looking at them. And my keys got lost again. Have you seen my keys, Thomas? I left them on the table.
Where have they gone?
Oh.
Where have they gone? Hello.
Hello?
Little boy. Now, to take this out of your mouth.
I'm not going to be able to get home if I haven't got any keys, am I? Do you know where they are?
No. No, Mr. Shop Lady.
No, Mr. Shop Lady.
Spanner chair.
What does that do, a spanner chair?
Spanner.
Is that you Spam fixing
Spam
it? Is it?
Study. What's the daisy?
Span.
Why are you spannering the chairs? What are you doing?
Spanner.
All fixed, eh?
All fixed.
Oh, aren't you lucky, Jean, having someone to span your chairs?
No, not on the wall. No, don't touch the wall.
No. Finish
that. Oh, gosh,
that makes a nice noise. Look at that. Be careful.
It's like a musical instrument, isn't it?
Yeah.
Play me a tune, then, Thomas. Okay, ready?
Ready, go.